Yeah.
That was the start of their police state. So, do I think all the cops out here would... They would fight right alongside some Chinese trooper? Heck yeah. It's all about power. It's about the authority. They see us as little people.
A lot more of us.
But until people realize that and stand up in one voice and say, no, we mean no, it's not going to happen. Like in my speech, Mikey.
The one we didn't hear.
The one you didn't hear.
Maybe you should give it to us. You going to practice on us? Yeah, we got time. I want to hear it anyway. Here, let me turn the radio off. Yeah, no, yeah, literally a captive audience.
This is good speech, buddy. In this nation, we think we are free, but you need a certificate to be born, a license to drive, a permit to build, a number to get a job, and even a paper after you die. These are permission slips from the terrorist organization called the New World Order. People in this nation, as well as some around this world, are waiting for those individuals, like you see sitting in this room, this is supposed to be down here, to actually make the decision to go to war against this evil, greedy New World Order. They need leaders who are not afraid to stand up and actually mean no more. We are free and should not be afraid or ashamed to admit we are the American militia. We outnumber them. As long as we let them terrorize any American through fear and intimidation, then they are winning this battle and we should step up to the fight that they have started and finish it. The people should not be afraid of their government. The government should fear the people. As we sit here, the New World Order continues to put all Constitution-loving people in this nation on their national criminal watch list. Just one more step toward total control. But keep this in mind, they may have their list, but we are also making lists of these terrorists that are destroying our nation. They may think they are untouchable. They forget they live in our neighborhoods. They shop at our grocery stores. They eat at our restaurants. We are the ones that control everything in this nation, from preparing the food they eat, to running the power stations they receive their electric from, to even maintaining the roads they drive down. We are everywhere and need to understand this, for it is called America, land of the free. This is our home. We own it, not them. The whole nation has stood on one voice about no more Wacos. But every day in this nation, we see another Ruby Ridge or Pastor Steve Anderson traffic stop taking place. We cannot allow this anymore if we are serious about taking our nation back from the elitist New World Order. They are few in number. We are many. Every day we watch ever so close for those evil blue helmets to appear on our streets. But as long as their Interpol law enforcement mercenaries called the Brotherhood working for the New World Order are doing such a great job, then we don't need to watch for these foreign armies to come to our shores. They are already here. We need to actually stop and see who the enemy has hired to do the job of destroying what is left of our nation and our freedoms. This is our nation. Because of the American people sleeping at the wheel, we find ourselves with this mess. It's our cross to bear, and we need to ask the simple question, how much longer are you going to put up with a foreign army controlling your streets and highways? The Hutari is not an ally with everyone across this nation, but make no mistake about it, we will fight alongside anyone that calls the New World Order their enemy and sees them as terrorists as we do. I have heard that there are people out there looking for a single leader to lead them, but that just makes for an easy target for these elitist terrorists. We haven't placed a perfect system. Many commanders with the same common enemy, with the same common goal, a free nation without tyranny. In closing, I want to say that we need to quit playing this game with these elitist terrorists and actually get serious, because this war will come whether we are ready or not. As I stand here now, I say we will never be fully ready. It's a major change of lifestyle. A war of this magnitude will not be easy, but like the rattlesnake on the Gadsden flag, we have rattled and warned the New World Order. Now it is time to strike and take our nation back, so that we may be free again from tyranny. Time is up. God bless all of you, and welcome to the new revolution.